You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey, everybody, real quick. The show's about to start. We just want to kind of give you a little bit of a little note real quick about what you're about to hear.
Exactly.
So this is the first episode we're doing sort of from quarantine.
Yes. These were taped for television for on Fubo Sports Network that you also, if you want to watch it, you have the option to do that as well. You can watch it at Fubo Sports Network on Fubo TV or on the website, FuboSportsNetwork.com. But we taped these from home and we had Daniel Shalloway call in. And so there might be a couple little audio hiccups, nothing too crazy, but we just wanted to give you guys a heads up that we're working on it. We're figuring out how to handle this apocalypse, and if the audio is a little off, just cut us some slack,
That's it. And also, it's a little bit of a shorter episode. I'm sure you noticed that when you first downloaded it. It's only because we switched to half-hour episodes so that it's a little bit less of a workload on the production staff for this next week, so they can kind of get used to putting together and piecing together how we do an episode with three people calling in. It's not easy. Not easy at all. Especially to have production people in our ears so that you don't hear it at home. So I hope you enjoy it, and just understand next week it's going to be a lot more crisp. We've learned a lot of lessons. Christian and I fired a lot of people.
Yes,
okay?
We had it. You got to do what you got to do,
You got to do it.
We told them you're furloughed. We don't know what that means, but you're that.
That's right. You asked me to spell furlough, and I fired the person that asked me to spell it. Don't you dare. You saw what happened to your friend. All right? So listen, the show's about to start. It's a really good show, and I hope you enjoy it. I'm so sorry it's so short, but we're going to try to give you another episode this week.
Today on The Cooligans, in the first segment, we are quarantined. We're figuring out how to do a show from home, and we're having a good time doing it. The quarantine, the coronavirus will not stop us from bringing you that gully-ass content.
That's right. And also, it won't make us have to wear clothing, which is amazing.
Hated that. Always hated that.
Right? It's stopping me from getting to know you more. And in the second segment, let me tell you what. We lined up stars, baby. It's a quarantine. They got nothing else to do. We got Daniel Shalloway, Sporting Kansas City. Him, his daddy, his granddaddy, his great-granddaddy. Everybody played soccer. And we get to talk to him about it. Plus, a minute. Was he a bachelor?
Oh, okay.
And also... Yeah, was him getting picked as the bachelor almost end the world?
We get to the bottom of it.
That's so right.
All this and more today on the Cooligans!
Man, like troops, back again. About my blood clot, yang, all of that. Man came on the Cooligans and shut the thing down. Make sure you watch. If you don't, you're ham roll blood.
Yeah, baby! Are scared.
What is going on? Hello, everyone. I hope
we're stuck in our houses.
I hope you're watching this at home and not like on you're not commuting anywhere.
That's right.
Unless you're an essential worker.
Right. Which clearly means like hospital, like utilities, bodegas.
Bodega,
you know what I mean?
Crucial.
Essential.
We can't let Big Bodega crash. Big Bodega is too big to fail.
The one down the block is a little too small, but the one on the other corner is too big to fail. They got the best chopped cheeses in the neighborhood. What am I supposed to do?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Cooligans Living Room FC edition. Yes, we are quarantined. We are in our homes. We're still bringing you the show, and it is a crazy time.
Is it, Christian? What a stretch you just took there.
Okay,
tell us more what you think about what's happening in society.
Here's my take. All right, this whole quarantine thing, a little out of hand, a little crazy, a little too much, if you ask me.
Buddy, I just burned myself on that hot take.
But yes, hello and welcome to the show. My name is Christian Polanco.
That's right. I'm Alexis Guerreros.
All right. We are the Cooligans. We are your favorite stand-up comedians that are currently quarantined, that host the funniest and most quarantined soccer show that you have ever seen.
That's right. And we also have the least amount of Corona, okay? And we're also the gulliest.
Okay, it's very important that we point that out, because all the other shows, we cannot say if they have a lot of Corona or not, but you know, they might have traces amounts.
look, there's HIPAA laws, okay, that won't allow us to say whether someone does or doesn't. But I'm going to just tell you, if they cough, at least 6 feet away, okay?
Stay 6 feet away from all the other soccer shows. That's for your own safety.
Yeah. For us, bring it in. Let's get a hug going. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Let's get a nice hug going. Come on.
So, yes, welcome to the show. This is a pretty crazy time. You know, we have to give a lot of props to Fubo for, you know.
Shouts to Fubo, man.
Everybody's working remotely. They're working from home. Some people are braving, you know, the dangers of New York by sitting in the studio by themselves. To still bring you this show. It's pretty crazy that this is still happening, and then we're still, you know,
just standing there with a face mask trying to figure out, should I open the fridge? Am I allowed to open the fridge?
Around all these dials,
coronavirus live
in buttons.
I don't know what to do. It's just doing everything with their elbows. You know what I mean?
You know, you can hit buttons with your elbows. It's all good. No, man, but it's been a crazy time, obviously, you know, globally, you know, for soccer fans out there, it's very difficult to go without soccer for, you know, for this amount of time already. You know, some people go crazy over international breaks.
The three or four listeners we have in Belarus are like, what you mean no soccer? Because the Belarusian Premier League is continuing as if there's not a global pandemic happening.
Well, I know Australia, they're still having some games, but with no fans in the stands. So, you know,
right.
They're like, yeah, all this other stuff, they're like, oh, a little coronavirus, shmonavirus. They could care less.
So what? You cough a little bit. Who cares? Couple of sneezes. We'll get over it.
It's like those spring breakers in Florida. They're just like, I'm just here to have a good time and enjoy some soccer, bro.
Yeah, they're like, what's up, dude? In Australia. As if Tom Hanks didn't have coronavirus in your country.
Yes, he is our most important export, Tom Hanks.
Right.
But no, man, Alexis, how are you coping? Yeah, I know you are very much a person who needs to be around other human beings. Otherwise, you cannot feel validated or anything.
I'm dying slowly, dude. This is not good. I need to be around people. I need people to say, yo, Alexis, that was so funny. Like, I need that.
Yeah, it's just
that's my battery. You know what I mean? That's my recharge.
Yeah, it's just your wife being like, get him out of the house. Get some soccer game on. You're like, you know how a lot of parents are complaining that their kids are driving them crazy? That is your wife is doing exactly that.
Yeah. Did you see the meme of the guy who's homeschooling his kids? It's a photo. He gave his kid like simple multiplication problems, and the kid wrote in poop as the answer to each one.
Yeah.
It was like 8 times 64 poop. It was great.
Okay.
And he goes, been homeschooling for less than a day. It's not going well.
That was you.
That's
that was
me.
You in,
that kid that was, is me, dude.
That was you in college, bro. I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah. Who knew they had math? 0001 in college, dude.
Look, we're all just trying to get by and make sense of what's going on with the world. But, you know, there have been people that have still been reaching out to us and being like, hey, thank you for continuing to do your show. You know, it's keeping me sane in this in these very trying times. So that's what we're here for. And that's what everybody here at Fubo is trying to do as well. Well, because it is, even for me, like I'm at home. I think I'm done with Netflix. There's nothing else to watch.
Yeah. If Instagram says you've seen it all or whatever that notification is, you're all caught up. That's what it says. Like, yo, why don't you chill, my guy? Hey, show me some older stuff. I got nothing to do.
You need to take it easy right now.
Yo, you being mad disrespectful, my guy.
Yeah, no, everybody's iPhone, like the screen time status is brutal. Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
We're all just seeing, 13, 14 hour screen time per day. It's like, wow, I have, I'm really losing it.
I'm buying stock in contact lenses when this is all over because we're all destroying our eyes right now.
If you thought my vision was bad before the quarantine, forget it.
All right, the only good thing about all this FaceTime on my screen and it's ruining my eyes is that I won't be able to see these haters. You know what I mean?
Thank you. Thank you, quarantine.
Thank you, God of coronavirus. We're Living Room FC, baby. We're here in our own private quarantine bunkers, if you will.
Yeah, Living Room Till I Die, and it's where we will all die. I think that's yeah.
Actually, as per my cardiologist, it might be the reason I died because of my sedate lifestyle. So sometimes you just love something so much, you know. I'm more of a living room ultra, you know.
Oh, okay, a little living room capo. Okay, I see it.
Okay, you know, I wear bucket hats in the living room just to let everybody know I'm mean business.
No, man. So yes, we're trying to handle this quarantine the best way we can, and I think for a lot of comedians, a lot of creatives, a lot of just people in general, you're seeing a lot of TikTokers dancing more than they ever have. You know, they're having their moms,
a lot of TikTokers dancing with their parents.
That's right. The embarrassing parents, is going to go up, quite a bit these next few weeks. But we try to handle it, maybe a little differently. I think a lot of people saw the stay at home challenge, which was a lot of soccer players, a lot of professionals kicking up a toilet paper roll because obviously toilet paper is a hot commodity right now, as you can see in the logo right there. So we did one as well, and we did a toilet paper challenge that people that I think broke the internet.
You're seeing it right now,
which
is pretty dope. But this was, I got to give you credit. This was your idea. You were like, yo, can you film something for me? And I was like, Christian, how lonely are you in this quarantine? Because you were like, yeah, it's just film yourself in the bathroom. And I'm like, here we go. Okay. But you said you wanted to do the stay-at-home challenge, which I was like, dude, I can't juggle a regular soccer ball. You want me to juggle toilet paper? That's not happening. And then you told me that you wanted me to catch it because you were going to kick it towards the screen. And just the way it was edited, too, it looked perfect. I mean, I got to give you all the credit in the world. I wish I would have played the song so that my dancing was a bit more on beat. That's the only thing I'm upset about. I'm a much better dancer than that, even on a toilet.
Yeah, it worked out. I was, I got to give myself some credit, not just for editing it and putting it together, but the juggling the toilet paper roll. Alexis, when we first started Cooligans, I barely knew how to play soccer. I barely understood the rules. I don't know what was going on. And now I'm at the point where I juggled that. I think the most I did it was about six times. So that's pretty amazing. The fact that I could juggle a toilet paper roll.
Favorite part of that is that you got no credit for it whatsoever because everyone was just staring at me on the toilet. So you missed out on all of that, all the credit. If it would have just been you juggling, they would have been like, yo, shouts to Christian. Look how far he's come.
No, but everybody's
got
like,
none of that.
Everybody wanted to see Alexis's thick ass.
My eyes hurt.
People were, it broke soccer Twitter, bro. People were.
Yeah, it did, dude.
People were either encouraging or disgusted.
My favorite part is when you first edited it, you blurred out my legs and ass, which you can only see the side of my butt, but it's the whole. I just imagine yourself sitting on a toilet. You blurred it out, and I said, nah, baby, let it ride. I was like, show it all. The world needs to see what I'm working with.
I was quite surprised that you were that comfortable with your. half nudity on the internet. But hey, this is who you are. I'm impressed with your bravery and your comfort. You're quite courageous.
Bro, after Lizzo, okay, I'm very proud of my body. You know what I mean?
Okay, it's a new time. All right, everybody better get it.
Okay. That's right. I took a Corona test and then it came back. I'm 100% that bitch.
Good. That's what it's testing now. That I think.
You're like, I think this COVID-19 test is bootleg.
So, man. So, look. Obviously, there's not a lot of soccer going on, but there's still news. Obviously, relevant to the soccer world. The sad part is, and I think it just shows how serious all of this is that we're seeing actual athletes and actual players coming down with this disease. So we know like Paulo Dybala, a few other Juventus players.
Blaise Matuidi, Bargani, Fellaini got it in China, Mikel Arteta. We almost have enough plus managers that we could actually field the first 11. Corona
11, yes. What formation?
COVID FC.
Hey, can we change the logo? I think we need something a little
Up
bit more
cuffs.
Insensitive. Okay. Look, we're trying to have a good time. Obviously, the stuff is wildly serious. And there are people.
We're trying to joke as best we can.
We're trying to have the most fun we can. But yes, it is unfortunate. You know, one of the more humorous things is that players are trying to maintain their sanity throughout this stuff. And one of them we saw was Alejandro Bedoya from the Philadelphia Union, who posted a hilarious photo on Twitter of his you're seeing now his staircase with a bunch of candles. Apparently. He put
votive candles on each staircase leading up to the bedroom, put the kids to sleep, figured, hey, we're locked in the house. Let's have a little romantic time with me and the lady.
Yeah.
And as he posts, and I got to give a shout out to Alejandro Bedoya for being this open. And there's just this explaining it all on the internet. He just basically said the fire alarm went off. Kids started screaming. No sexy time. It was just, I mean, perfect. You know, I can hear the Curb Your Enthusiasm music playing in the background.
It's a real shame. The smoke alarm is cock blocking. You hate to see it.
I hate to see it. It's like, yo, bro, come on, man. Stop with the beeping, my guy.
What, do you like her? Because, bro, this I'm trying to get mine right now.
This is disrespectful.
It's insane, and we're seeing more of that from a lot of the players. Even we've had him on the podcast, Brian Dunseth from obviously played for RSL of Sirius XMFC. He's talking about homeschooling his children, and one of the photos that he had put up was of his son in doing some homework inside of a cardboard box.
He got the same. He must have a Cuban mother then, because that's exactly what my mother would send me.
I think that's how, you know, parents are trying to maintain just some peace of mind. Just like, you have to cage your children, otherwise you're gonna go crazy.
Get in the dog cage.
This was some breaking news that we just received. We just got it in. The Olympics have now officially been postponed. We don't know exactly when they will be back. You know, when the scheduled date will be. Kind of set. But this is
the rumor is 2021, but that's not confirmed yet.
Yeah. So at the very least, like, this has been a thing that was weighing on a lot of the, you know, obviously soccer federations and trying to figure out if it was even still happening, and the other sports as well. Those other inferior sports. But at least this was a lot of people were waiting for at least an answer on this, because the Olympics, the IOC, they were, it seemed like they were going to just be like, we're ignoring it a little bit, and we're trying to still continue on with the Olympics as planned, which would have seemed pretty crazy.
It's ridiculous that I don't know why they waited so long, probably because they were trying to figure out if maybe they could just push it to the end of the year. But I mean, in 2021, we're going to have about 1,000 different sporting competitions all happening at the same time.
That's right.
Absolutely insane. But also, like, I think of this as good news, especially if you're for the women's national team, because then Alex Morgan's baby is going to come out, right? And she won't be pregnant. So I don't know that she would have missed any part of the Olympics, but maybe if there's, you know, I don't know how long it takes you to sort of get back into game time shape after you've given birth. I'm assuming it takes a minute, right? I mean, yeah. That's a pretty stringent thing that your body goes through. This is positive news. The same thing happening for, like, we talked about Atlanta United. Now that window of having Joseph Martinez is shortened, right? He's out for so many months. Well, coronavirus, so everybody's out for so many months. So this could be a huge positive for the women's national team, having everyone back, you would assume, at top strength.
Yeah, so now the question that a lot of is being posed to a lot of, I think, for the clubs, for fans of for every single league, like, what should MLS do? Should MLS shorten their season, or should they just extend when they're playing their games still? And I think the current plan is to go into December to have an MLS Cup final in December, or even it could be even later. So is that the alternative, or should they have a shortened season? Same goes for,
well, everybody wanted a winter schedule, right? We're about to find out.
Look, a lot of people are even saying, like, this, maybe this is the thing we all needed to switch to the FIFA calendar. That's been a suggestion. Cancel this season and start over for the FIFA calendar. Introduce ProRel during this time. Like, this has been an opportunity to make a lot of crazy changes, but because of this gap, they're at least a possibility.
It would have to turn into Mad Max, and some of the crazies on Twitter would have to take over the MLS headquarters in order for that decision to go through. They're not going to go pro rel. I could see them canceling the season and just starting in March. But to me, that'd be just too long without soccer. You'd see such an increase of injuries when these players get back.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine that's what happens. You'd have to have at least a shortened competition, maybe like an apertura, if you will, once we're able to get back and sort of running again. Right now they have it as May 10th. I got to be honest, I think that's going to be way too soon. I have a feeling this thing's going to go through, through the end of May. And if we're into June and we're looking better, I think we're lucky. But if that's the case, then I can't imagine you cancel an entire season. I can't imagine that the sponsors would allow that. I can't believe they'd leave that money on the table for TV. You know, it almost seems to me like if I were an executive, right now, this is the old Alexis, this is Newark Alexis talking. Ooh. If I were an executive, right?
Old, are you excited, Alexis? Christian? Yeah.
All right, whatever. This is the Alexis that I've suppressed, okay? If I were an executive, I think people are home. They've got nothing to do. They definitely watch us if we were on TV. So how do I get it so I could have the safety of the players for the most part, right? And allow them to play so that all these people are locked at home. They'd have to only watch us. That's what my brain tells me, which I'm thinking is play the games with no fans.
It's a possibility. But it poses even bigger questions, even for, like, European leagues, right? And, like, a lot of people are even saying Liverpool may not be awarded the championship. Like, do they want to be awarded the championship if the season is cut short, or should they keep going into the summer? Questions like that. Like,
poses
a lot of difficult decisions for these clubs.
It's brutal. Could you imagine winning the league and then having every fan chant at you about that asterisk just forever?
Yeah, it's frustrating. I think the players probably want to finish it and win it properly and finish the season. But again, yeah, it's looking so unclear and uncertain what's going to happen with a lot of these leagues. And yeah, as an Everton fan, I think we just cancel the season. No champion is awarded. Bummer, huh? What are you going to do?
Yeah, Arsenal's in the top four. So far, this quarantine episode has been kind of dope. I'm not wearing any pants, you know?
Okay, let's see it, baby.
You talk about blurring.
Yes, we did it. Even though, yeah, we're home. The show must go on, we're trying our best to get help everyone get through this. This is helpful for us as well. Look, there's still a lot of this is an opportunity to maybe do some research, especially with MLS. There's so many classic games that are going on at MLSsoccer.com. The Beckham game when he went to NY to play to Rebel. There's a bunch of great games, classic games that they're showing now. So this is an opportunity to learn about whatever league and watch classic games, classic goals, highlights. So make sure you do that.
Don't be giving people homework.
Oh, my bad.
Hey, everybody, thanks so much for listening to the episode. We want to bring you with a word from one of our sponsors, us and you.
Us and you, yes. Usandyou.com. No. What a great product.
It's an orgy. It's an orgy website.
Okay. It's what you've all been waiting for. It's a shame that we waited to a quarantine to release this product. But
I blame us.
We're not good at this stuff. No.
Timing isn't our thing, even though we're comedians.
We're talking about Gully Squad. Yes. Thank you, Gully Squad, for... Not only, people send us messages thank you for continuing to do the show and making us laugh and still putting out content. But honestly, for us, the fact that we have the Gully Squad community to kind of go through this quarantine with is truly helpful. I can speak for Alexis when I say that. Even I know when people still have their pizza questions, I'm sure Alexis is happy he has someone to talk to.
Buddy, if it wasn't for this, if it wasn't for the Slack channel, it'd be me yelling out the window at people as they walk by. So really, honestly, I love Gully Squad, and I can't even tell you how meaningful it is to sort of communicate with the community that we have, both in the Slack channel, but then how more bonded we are when we're sort of retweeting each other's stuff or just engaging on Twitter or on Instagram. It's absolutely amazing. So if you want to join that and if you want to support what we're doing, all you got to do is go to soccercooligans.com and you could go /Gully Squad, or you could just go to soccercooligans.com and you could click on any of the Join Gully Squad buttons we have on the website. There's one at the top, one at the bottom. There's one behind you, dude.
Okay, yeah, it's getting pretty scary. But no, there's a lot of opportunities to get some exclusive content. You'll be helping support the show. A lot of comedians are not working right now. It's a struggle for a lot of people that do any art. So if you have any way to support some extra cash, it means the world. And we don't take it lightly because we know exactly what's kind of going on right now. So we appreciate it. So again, go to soccercooligans.com and click on the Join Gully Squad button. We'd appreciate it. You'd appreciate it. And join the Gully Squad community.
Yeah, baby!
Look at this. This is a whole new thing. I don't think we're the Cooligans anymore.
Where are you, Christian? I need you.
We're so close over here.
It's like jail, dude. How you been, bro?
It's a nice quarantine edition. I'm glad you're, I don't think that's 6 feet. Those boxes are not 6 feet away from each other.
I know we got to get these players separated. Yo, hello, this is weird. Everyone. This feels like the Latino version of Brady Bunch.
Okay, yeah, this family's too small right now.
I know. Well, dad left and mom got a drug problem. So it's just us two raising each other.
Hello. Okay, we got to write that sitcom. Nobody take that idea. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
All right, together we are the Cooligans, your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest quarantined soccer show that you have ever witnessed.
That's right. But speaking of quarantine, we're not only are we the gulliest, we're also bringing in like other guests who are self-quarantining. Okay, we're gonna do a three-way video call here. This is I feel like one of the kids on the subway. Say what now? Speaking of which, by the way. Our first guest, absolutely amazing. Golden Boot winner. As soon as he becomes the Bachelor, the world ends. Ladies and gentlemen, unless you're driving, which you shouldn't be, because you should be at home. So put your hands together for the one, the only, Daniel Shallowey, everybody.
Daniel, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hello.
What's going on, dude? Did you get to do that Bachelor? If you don't know, you folks, Daniel was picked to be the Bachelor live on stage in Kansas City. And did you get to do it?
No, I did not. Literally, the world ended like that day. So I actually went home and nope.
You'll never find love, dude.
From meeting 10 girls and being the Bachelor, I went to 2 month minimum quarantined alone. So I mean, life can hit you hard.
What do you do? You look in the mirror and give yourself a rose?
Yeah, I mean, I have so much time now, so might as well just do it.
Incredible. I'm curious. So a lot of people saw that online, and there was a lot of promotion towards it. What was why did you do that? Why did you even get involved? How did that all that come about? Because it seems like an uncommon thing.
Yes. Since like I can be honest and be like, I don't think I've watched a lot of like Bachelor. Like I'm not a big fan. And I got an email in like January saying, congrats, you're one of the finalists for The Bachelor and Bachelor Live on stage. And I was like, okay, must be a spam or something. You know, like click on it and you can.
You thought it was Gianluca Busio messing with you?
Yeah, exactly. And then I didn't even care about it. And like 2 weeks later, one of our like media people comes up to me and he's like, yeah, so you're going to be the Bachelor if you are in. And I'm like, hold on, what is happening? So my whole team was there. They all heard it. So they got all excited and they're like, okay, come on, do it. We're all going to go. And they actually were going to all come. Like they had tickets, everything was set. So I was like, you know what? Why not? Let's do it. And actually that was like, it was a pretty big thing. Not even here in Kansas City. In Hungary, people thought I'm going on like in the actual show, like the actual TV show. So they're like, oh, he's ruining his soccer career. What an idiot. And I was like, oh my God.
Yes.
I would love to, like the news in Budapest is, do you play soccer better or worse with HPV? How does that work?
So that hard hitting news out in Hungary. Connect when things happen in Kansas City for you. How much does it affect the soccer world in Hungary? Like how connected are you still there?
I would say like 90% of the stuff goes to Hungarian news as well. Usually like everything about soccer, like these small things, not all of them like get through the news, but there was like this big thing. It's funny how something blows up and something is like not even serious over there. For example, Mahomes came to our games like 2 years ago. And he tweeted at me and all that stuff. And before the Super Bowl, out of nowhere, they just picked that news up. They never wrote about it before. And they're like, oh, my God, Daniel Shallowey is like friends with Mahomes. So it's funny how, like, I don't know how it works, that sometimes it's like nothing and sometimes it's like a big thing.
Yeah.
Now,
you
also come from like royalty in the footballing world in Hungary, right? Your father played and now is the coach. And I'm going to get this wrong, but I'm going to try my hardest to pronounce the name of this team. Okay. But your father played, your grandfather played, your great grandfather played. I think your father is now Kecskeméti.
No. Now he's at Zalaegerszeg. He's the sports director over there.
Okay, he's a sporting director. All right. But he also played for the national team. I know you played at a youth level. Your great-grandfather even played professional football in Hungary. I mean, when you whether it's news coming out as The Bachelor or anything coming up, do people sort of understand that, oh, this is the Shallowies? Or is it like Daniel Shallowy, like they're not connecting you with the family?
Yeah, they are. I think it's been with me my whole career in Hungary. Like when I started playing professional, like everybody knew who I was and that I'm the son of István Shalói and he was a national team player. And everybody was from the first moment kind of compared me to my father. And it's funny in a way. In other ways, it's like ridiculous how people are like, oh, you only made it because of your father. And like, you know how people are. It's actually funny to see like both sides of the story. But yes, I've always been like compared to my family. So,
well, we have absolutely terrible fathers. So we don't have to deal with that kind of pressure. So
yeah,
we don't know what it's
like. If I would have become a bum, my mother would have been like, it's only because of your dad. if you were like a brain surgeon or something, would your family be disappointed? Like, your granddad was a soccer player, your dad was a soccer player, you gotta be a soccer player. Put down that knife and that scalpel and get over there and kick a ball.
What a shame of a son. He's a brain surgeon. What is he doing?
Let's get the serious stuff out of the way. We are dealing with this quarantine. Everybody is, globally is experiencing it. What's it like for a player from an MLS team? One of the first leagues to suspend their season. And how are you coping at the moment?
I think MLS is taking it very seriously. I think we all have to be very serious about it. You know, I think they're doing a good job of keeping everybody, like shutting the league down early and keeping everybody home, and they're not letting us practice. So obviously it's difficult, but we are just trying to follow the instructions. So far it's pretty boring trying to work out from home, and it's very limited, you know. Like, it would be nice to at least have a gym. Like, some guys, like, I'm young, I live in an apartment, and like some guys have their own houses with their own gyms. Like, they have an easier way to do it, but for me it's difficult to be creative at home. And we are apparently going on like total lockdown,
a toilet paper roll for so long, you know.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like, it's getting boring after a while.
But if you have a chance, like now you get to play some video games and stuff, are you more of a FIFA, more of a Fortnite?
FIFA, probably. I've always played FIFA, like growing up. Honestly, FIFA 20 is horrible. Like, I don't know what they did with it, but like... I don't know. It's just not a big fan, but I still play it because I love soccer. Fortnite, I love that game, but I'm just so bad at it. So like, I need to, you know, find the balance. So FIFA, you know, I would say. What about you guys?
Yeah, you're
FIFA?
That's basically my Xbox is a FIFA machine. It doesn't. It barely does it.
I don't even know how to play any other games.
But you're not the first. Like, a lot of people have complained about FIFA 20, about just like because we're friends with a lot of the EMLS players and stuff like that, apparently it's like, I don't know what it is with the motion or whatever, like the things are not as predictable as they were in the past. But it's interesting hearing it from an actual player, where you're like, yo, I'm better than this in real life. FIFA doesn't even get, it's not accurate to how good I am.
Yeah, like, exactly. Do you get any anxiety when the FIFA card comes out?
No, if I was like, I don't know, a bigger player, I would probably get like a little nervous, like at least get like a decent number. Right now, nobody really cares what Daniel Shallow is rated on FIFA because they're not picking me. But if I was like a Premier League player, I would be like, all right, we need to get a good card here.
Daniel, we only got big players on this show, so do not sell yourself short, okay?
Yeah, I don't understand what you're trying to say here, okay? As far as we're concerned, you're a designated guest, okay?
That is true.
But I looked at your card. You have 70, which is pretty good. Is there one thing that you think, like, nah, it should be better? Is it your pace, your physicality, your strike? What is it? What are you for you?
Probably shooting. I would say I'm good. I'm a, like a good finisher, but even if like not finishing, I have like a good shot. So I think that rating should go up higher. I don't even know what it is exactly, but I remember being mad about it.
72.
72. You see, that one could be like 80. Physicality should be lower.
Yeah, your physicality is 64. No offense, but you're kind of a small dude. So I agree with you, yeah, yeah. Right? Like my physicality would be like 157, you know what I mean? But my shooting and everything, and my pace would be like negative 23. My pace is just the emoji of a pizza.
So, Danny, I want to talk about playing for Kansas City, playing for Peter Vermes. I know, you know, this the last few months from this season and the end of last season, you know, I think the expectations were probably very high for that from your coach, for yourself, and you know, the numbers weren't as high as you probably wanted them to be. Well, what is it like playing for Peter Vermes and also reaching those expectations that you have for yourself?
It's like Peter is a very he's a great guy. He's a very like strong mentality, like person, like his coaching style and everything. You kind of have to always listen to him, always try to do what he wants you to do. Like he has a, like always a perfect vision, and he always has a plan for you. So yeah, you have to be on top of your game to at practices, at games, to always produce. And you know, as a winger, you're on the sideline, so at least one half you're literally by his side listening to him yell. So you really have to focus on what he's saying.
Is he as scary in person as he is when we see him on TV?
Probably. When my friends or like any people come and like meet him, they're like, oh my God, he's scary. And you know, we're like used to him now. So for me, it's like, he's not like as scary as he was before, but yes, he's scary.
Okay. He's softening
up. How is he compared to like your father, the way your father used to manage before he became a sporting director? Are they similar? Cause I saw one photo of your father and I immediately started cleaning my room. I was so scared.
I don't know, some people would probably say different. Me as a son, like, he's not scary for me, he's like super nice, but yeah, maybe some people feel like that about my father too, like you.
Well, there was that in, I think it was the first game of the season, or where there's that gif of Peter Vermes. He's like cursing at somebody, or he's cursing at another coach. Did you see this, Daniel? I don't know.
He's saying, yeah, like, I saw that.
He's saying the F word over and over and over.
Yeah, I saw that. And yeah, it was funny. I immediately was on Twitter, like everybody was tweeting it.
Is he cool enough that you could like text it to him and he'd be cool with it? Or you're like, I'm not even bringing that up.
No. You could probably like show it to him like at practice. But no, we're not like texting.
Now, look, we've been quarantined since the moment you got picked to find a woman to love. And we've been stuck inside ever since. Is there one thing you wish you would have had time to go get? One thing you wish you would have had, whatever it is, food, a thing to play soccer. I don't know what you guys play soccer with, cones. I don't know what you have.
Food would be good, like probably go to like a nice restaurant before it all like closes down, because I'm not a very good cook and I've been struggling, honestly.
But you gotta learn. But you gotta go like Joe's Kansas City, right? Go get yourself a couple Z-Man sandwiches and throw them in the freezer.
Yeah, exactly. But right now I think it's all closed, honestly.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah,
you gotta make a run, dude.
You don't want to come back, you know, after the quarantine, just like 40 pounds heavier either. So that's probably not the best move.
Exactly. Some guys are in trouble for that.
You're going to have your coach look at your belly and just yell, fuck off.
I want to see him, how he comes back, because it's difficult for all of us.
That's okay, right. Man. I wanted to ask about your I don't know how much interaction you've had since obviously the season is suspended, but Alan Pulido, Sporting Kansas City got one of the biggest players coming out of Mexico. What is it like as far as getting that kind of, you know, even new media attention on the team? And then, you know, what's he like? And are you you guys getting along and things like that?
Yes, he's a great player, as you said, and it was honestly pretty exciting to sign him. Seeing the news and seeing how people reacted, like I've never had a teammate who would draw so much like media attention over with his signing. And honestly, we played in like preseason, and people were already freaking out in Arizona, and it's actually amazing to see. Honestly, it's fun as a teammate. And we were kind of like, you know, as teammates, you are just joking about it, that hopefully all this attention will like show on the field. And I mean, 2 games, 2 goals, I was like, all right, man, I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, he seems to be drawing in a lot of attention from Latin American. But I watched a vlog video, or this might have been the video with you and your sister, where you have 2 friends that are Mexican. Were they freaking out? Were they like, yo, introduce me, dog, introduce me?
Yes, they were, honestly. And I asked them more questions, because like, how's he as a player? Like, how they knew so much more about him than I did. But yeah, for sure. Like, now that the season started, they wanted to like come to the games and like get photos with him, but they have to wait.
Yeah, now they got to wait. But so you got homies that are Mexican. So when Pulido showed up, were you already like, no mames way? Like, y'all were chilling. Like, yeah. You're pulling out all the Mexican slang.
Yeah, honestly, like, since I played with the academy, there were a lot of Mexican kids over there too. And, you know, you always have Latinos on your team in America and other countries too. But especially in America, there's such a diversity. So you'll find yourself learning more languages than you ever wanted. So yeah, it was, yeah, I know. He's actually laughing always when people just pull out Spanish out of nowhere and start saying, no entiendo nada or something. And you're like, what?
How many of the players character? You play with know Hungarian?
I would say everybody knows at least one bad word. And
nice.
That's probably that's much as they have. Yeah, they always try to listen, because I have we used to have 2 Hungarian other guys on the team. Now we only have 1 more. But every time they try to listen and pick up some words, and it's funny. Some guys have like a good feeling for like a foreign language, and some guys are just terrible. Like they could repeat the word 10 times and couldn't get it right.
How about for you, when you go back to Hungary, given that you've been here for a while now, do people feel like you've either lost touch, or maybe does your Hungarian sound you know, not as strong, not as authentic? Do you get criticized for that too?
Yes, honestly, like I always get it from my friends. Like in the first week, I would say it's when I go home, I say my R's like different, or like there's always things what you could tell that you good, bro. Like, but it's funny, because when I come back to America, I have like a much thicker accent, and they're like, did you like forget English? So it's just bad. Like every time transitions, it's bad.
That's hilarious. Everyone's like, look at the American walking in, when you go back.
Yeah, exactly. We got more.
Which I'm calling it. Daniel, we've had a great time talking to you. Is there something, I don't know, are you doing any vlogs from home? Is there anything that you want people sort of to look at, that you'll be making any content, anything at all that you might be doing?
You know, I vlogged last year, and I should probably like start doing it again. I don't know. It's I kind of stopped it, but people loved it, so I might start it again. But right now, yeah, nothing specific.
Okay, well, you'll have some time to think up some ideas. Where can people follow you on social media and stuff like that?
Well, I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. It's Daniel Shalloway. So just no dots or anything. You can just follow me. And yeah, I'm trying to get to some good social media level. So yeah, keep the followers coming.
And since you couldn't do the bachelor event, just slide in his DMs. That's totally cool.
Exactly, and I'll be sending rose emojis out.
There you go.
All right. So Daniel Shalloway of Sporting Kansas City, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. So again, this is how we normally end the show. Thank you for being our first remote guest for Living Room FC. So with that said, for Daniel Shalloway, my name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
We are the Cooligans!